The Yukon River village of Beaver, that lies downriver from the flood devastation of the community of Eagle, evacuated elders and young children around noon today because the National Weather Service has advised village leaders that a wave surge could hit them later today. Rebecca Fisher is a Beaver Tribal Council member.
We have a couple rivers headed at us this way. We not only have the Yukon, we have Beaver River, we have the Porcupine, all draining towards us here. And from talking to Noah here, the problem that we have is the ice is solid from Beaver on down, so there's a good chance of a blockage there.
Fisher says Tanana Chiefs Conference is helping get the elders out, and the Village Corporation is helping pay to take the children to safety also.
And the last to go would be the chief and I and whoever else, but we're trying to get as many people who are going to be affected out of here.
Fisher says the village airstrip is surrounded by sloughs, so they won't have access if a flood hits. She says there are no roads to Beaver. National Weather Service River Forecast hydrologist Jim Coe says as of 3 p.m. today, the pan ice heading toward the village was about 10 miles out. He says there's no flooding yet, but there could be trouble after the ice passes through the community sometime later.
We're concerned because there's a natural constriction in the channel about 3 miles below Beaver. And so when the ice starts moving, it can jam up there, and the water can back up significantly behind that, which would then be a problem.
Coe says the ice was moving at a pace of around 10 miles in 4 hours earlier today.